Hey there, thanks for listening. I am Wouter Vertogen and this is the Freelancer Talk, a show where freelancers, artists, creators and entrepreneurs share their stories, struggles and best lessons learned while launching and managing their own businesses. All right, what's up everybody? Welcome back to the Freelancer Talk podcast. First of all, it is great weather out here in the Netherlands. It looks like spring has finally returned. I cannot wait to go outside today and enjoy the weather and lay on the grass and maybe have a glass of wine. Because also, you know, the Netherlands has been in the lockdown for a very long time now. It's been since December. And I know that there are a lot of other European countries who are also still, well, where everybody is still being confined to their houses, which is, it's getting tiring and it's getting harder. Of course, we got to keep doing this. But recently I saw or like I rewatched a old video of myself and a friend for YouTube, which was named Staying Healthy During a Pandemic. And I was thinking back then, I made that in the summer, but, you know, a lot of these things, well, we had more freedom still back then and everything was still like, you know, it wasn't that bad. But now it's, I think it's time to do a podcast on how to stay healthy during the pandemic as a freelancer, because I know that many of us freelancers, well, freelancers, we work for ourselves, which we all know by now. Also, FYI, I have like crazy birds around my house, so so maybe you sometimes hear a bird in the background, but they're kind of talking with me to you guys. So anyway, that was a little sidetrack moment. But yeah, what I wanted to say is that freelancers, we all work by ourselves, and I think many of us are home alone. And that is hard. And I know that maybe this podcast might not be for every person who listens to this podcast, because basically not every country is in the same ordeal, let's say. But I think in general, also for everybody who's working from home now, maybe there is some value in this podcast for you guys, because I'm gonna share a couple of things that have helped me and I know have helped others stay healthy mentally and physically as well. Even though, of course, with a lockdown that takes so long, it gets harder and harder. And for example, here in the Netherlands, the gyms aren't open, and that's for me a big thing, because I'm the person that loves to go to the gym. But that takes me to the first thing, physical health. So, of course, physical health is, you can go run, you can do your yoga, you can, well, I cannot go to the gym, but maybe you can go to the gym. And I really encourage everybody to do that, because, you know, when you move, the adrenaline and just movement, you know, releases endorphins in your body and also make you feel happier. So now I teach in the evenings and I'm like, oh God, it's again in my living room teaching. I don't really feel like it. But then, you know, like when I start moving, I'm like totally into it and it's like really great. So I think movement helps you feel better and feel more active. Now, there are a lot of things that you can do. But also, if you don't always feel like doing your little 20-minute workout, I mean, the workouts don't even need to be 1 hour now, they, or 2 hours. You can do just like a 20-minute thing and just feel that you're like, activate your body, activate your muscles, activate your cells and your bones, so that you just have that release and just that adrenaline kicking in and releasing those endorphins and feeling much more happier about yourself. I 100% tell you it does the job. Basically, movement, you know, we are made to move. So movement really does the job. But if you don't want to every day do your big workout or whatever, go on walks. And that's something that I've been doing. Because, well, especially in the winter, because it was very cold in my house, the Netherlands was very cold, and also there wasn't whilst gyms weren't open either. So I was like, okay, I hate the at home working out thing, but I'm gonna go and have walks and enjoy nature. And that is the second thing that I was gonna say, is that also get out the house. Make time free and available for yourself to at least get out of the house like an hour a day, to just get out of it and enjoy nature, or enjoy a walk in the city, or enjoy the wind, enjoy the sun, enjoy the rain, enjoy the snow, depending where you are. That really also rejuvenates your energy, because of course, outside air is fresh, and inside our homes, if we don't have our windows open, we don't really have that nice, freshy air that we need to breathe. And that also helps a lot. So I think these two things were pretty like physical things. Now, if you are working from home, like actually most of us, yes, physical health is very important, but also it's good to create some structure throughout your day. So it starts with waking up at a decent time, if that's 6 for you, if that's 7, if that's 9, you know what your decent time of waking up is. Jump into the shower, get yourself dressed, and start your day. For most of us who work from home and have client work, yes, of course, you create your plan for the week. But what I've been finding out for myself is that because I am at home, very often I just open and close my computer all the time throughout the entire day. And what I said to myself is like, okay, you have to differentiate a little bit more your time and just your mindset of when are you working and when are you not working, because things tend to kind of like meld into each other and mix a little bit these times. So I think it's important to find a rhythm and find a structure and differentiate your working hours from your chilling hours, your like me time, but also to differentiate the weekends from the week, because what I said, everything is kind of like mixing up. So it's good to when you close your laptop, close it and be done with work and say like, okay, the evening is mine, or the Saturday and the Sunday, those are for me. Because otherwise you keep having all these thoughts about work and you keep having these reminders of, oh, I still need to send this email. And I'm 100% guilty of that, because then all of a sudden at 8 o'clock in the evening, I'm like, oh, but I still have to do this, and then I'm gonna do it. But then it didn't really felt like I was chilling the whole day or working the whole day. It becomes a little bit mushy then. So I think rhythm and structure and differentiating all of those things is a very important thing to do. Now, also, when you work from home, make sure you sit in the right position, that you have a good, you know, a good place where you feel like this is your working area, but also that your chair and your table at the right height, so that you don't, because, you know, getting like a bad back or cramps in your arms, it's a real thing that really happens and really occurs. And of course, now this tip is for most of the freelancers who are listening that are behind their computers all day. If you do something else, then that's okay, then you can kind of drop this tip. Another thing is, and I think this is a really big thing, especially during this lockdown that is weighing so heavy on everybody, is we are social beings, and we always want to be social, and we always want to be in contact with others. We want to communicate. We want to hug. We want to touch each other. We want to see each other face to face. And of course, now this is a little bit harder in some of the countries, for example, like the Netherlands. But I do think that, for example, the online space is giving the possibility for us and the opportunity for us to still socially connect. So I do think that it's good to call a friend or FaceTime your family or go online and just talk to some people online who are in your niche, who are in your field of freelancing, so that you kind of go and socialize, but also on a professional way, that you feel like you have somebody who's going through the same thing as you, so that you can just talk about these things. I think it's really important to not neglect our lack of social activities and to really invest in those as well. I think that will really keep you going. And that is also, for example, one of the reasons why I started the Freelancer Talk. And of course, if you guys have listened to the intro, the Freelancer Talk platform is open and you can register and you can join, which is a new social network platform for freelancers / creative freelancers. And this platform really gives you the opportunity to find people in your field and to connect with them and either create work opportunities or just have that chat and just get a connection and share what you are going through. And I think there's nothing wrong with sharing with some other person. You don't need to put everything out there on social media. I'm not doing that either, even though now in this podcast I'm saying a little bit, but I also sometimes feel alone and my partner isn't around at the moment. He's in another country doing another project as a freelancer. So I am very often alone. And what I really found was really helpful is to just call a bunch of people and have that conversation and say what you feel. There's really nothing wrong with that. And especially after 4 months of lockdown, oh my God, it's so insane that this is really still happening here. But you know, the corona numbers are still up, so we got to keep going. But after 4 months, yes, you do feel like, oh my God, I'm just alone. When is this going to end? Now, first of all, I just want you to realize that all of this is going to end. Vaccinations are being rolled out. Countries are being reopened. It's just a matter of time before you in your country, where it's a bit maybe shitty at the moment, that it is going to be over. So just also in the whole broad topic of staying healthy, I think it's also good to think of the future sometimes and think of when you can go and meet your friends and go to a bar and get wasted, or when you can go and travel again. I think those things also really help you put things in perspective. Right now, it's not the best, but we are gonna go and get there. And especially if you stay healthy on a physical level, but also on a mental level, or if you aren't staying healthy on those levels, but then you talk about it with someone, I think those things will get you through to all of this. And then my last thing, what I would love to say is that, you know, from time to time, just let yourself go a little bit. So I'm talking about ordering in some McDonald's. I'm talking about having a glass of wine or maybe multiple glasses of wine and just blast out some music. Just get yourself out of this serious space every now and then and just live a little bit, even though I know for all of us, life doesn't feel like it's thriving, but it will. And that was today's podcast. It was a short podcast. I didn't want to talk too much because also in my surrounding right now, there was birds, but then there was a truck, and then it's a little bit of crazy morning here in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. I don't know what's going on, but also I have a bunch of interviews coming up this week. Next week, I will not release a podcast because it's Easter and I'm taking a week off from the podcast to prepare next month's podcasts, which are going to be very interesting. There is a lot of really cool people coming. So, and what I said a little earlier is that I was planning to do 2 or 3 interviews each month and then do a couple of podcasts by myself. So I did one last week, which is where I announced the Freelancer Talk platform. And now this week, talking about mental and physical health during the pandemic, during lockdown, and for everybody freelancing who is alone at home. And that's totally me as well, and I think that's why I think it was good for me to also say this. I think that was it for this week. Thank you guys for listening. I hope that all of you can enjoy the nice weather, and I hope that all of you maybe found some value in these tips that topics, advice that I just gave on this podcast. Really just make it your own and just see what works for you. But I do think that it's important to not let yourself get dragged down by the situation, but find new things. And you know, some freelancers are really busy, but then still you might just be at home and not have so much social contact because you're all the time behind your computer doing jobs and projects. Me as a dancer, of course, my line of work, it's a bit dead right now, and that's why I find other things to do. And I think that it's another great thing to find. You just find yourself some stuff to do, I think. Anyway, now I'm already again talking too much, like I always do. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I see you. I don't see you. I will be back with a new podcast in 2 weeks. And happy Easter, everybody. Ciao, ciao.